It's Mandy and Jimmy's second date update on Lexington's all-new Hits 106.3.
It's brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here. Hey, Audrey, how you doing?
Hi, how's it going?
No, we're doing good. Hopefully we can find out some answers for you. Why don't you tell us what's going on with Jack? How are things with him?
Honestly, I mean, they could be better. You know, I've been hoping that he would call me, but it seems more and more unlikely with every day that goes by.
Okay. So why are you guys, like, having such a falling out? I guess I should ask that.
I don't know. We were really friendly leading up to this, and our date was so much fun. I've never done the escape room before, but it was amazing.
They are definitely fun. I always enjoy that for sure. So did you guys get out? I'm curious.
Of the room? Yeah, we did. It was, he said it was like a really hard one too. And so, you know, I mean, it was like, what a better way to start off than with a success like that, you know?
Of course. All right. So, how long has it been since you've last spoken?
It's been a while. We hung out at the beginning of December.
Okay.
And we spoke for a while after that, but I think it was probably just before the holidays was like the last time that we talked.
Okay. Did he say anything was bothering him?
No.
Okay.
I thought it was maybe just the holidays, you know, but it's like now it's been entirely too long.
Of course. Well, let's give him a call and find out what's going on.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Jack, this is Mandy from Hits 106.3. We actually do a morning show. Someone you may know actually gave us your phone number. Her name's Audrey. Do you remember her?
Yeah. Why? She gave you my number? Why?
Well, she says she hasn't really heard from you since, like, December.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with you and this whole thing?
Well, we actually do a segment called Second Date Update where we try to help people who are being, like, ghosted by other dates.
Okay, all right, whatever. I'm not interested in doing whatever this is, so, I mean, thanks for calling.
But before you go, could you just tell us why you're not calling her back?
I mean, it's not really any of your business, is it?
You're right. It's definitely not any of our business. We're just trying to help get some answers for Audrey because she's kind of confused, and I feel bad for her.
Okay. Well, she slept with her cousin.
Oh.
Is that a good enough reason? So it's gross, and I don't want to be, you know, with someone that's insane like that.
Okay. Seriously? Like, how do you even know that? I'm just...
We were playing truth or dare, and I asked her the craziest thing she's ever done sexually.
Okay. All right. So why would she even admit that?
I have no idea. You have to ask her. She's a weirdo. She said something like they weren't close cousins or something. I don't know. You know, it seems like they're very close. You know?
Okay. Well, Audrey, you want to chime in here?
I definitely do, yes. I didn't knowingly sleep with my cousin. It's not like he was my first cousin. You know, it, like, we met at a party, and I didn't know that he's, like, my fifth or something. Like, super, super distant cousin.
It's still freaking weird, though.
I know, but I didn't know it at the time. It's not like I see him at Christmas, you know? I mean, I wouldn't have done that if it was somebody that was close to me.
Oh, whatever. It doesn't matter. Look, I'm sorry. I mean, your family reunions must be awful to say.
Okay. Well, you're a real judgy for someone who works at McDonald's.
At least I don't b**** my family.
Okay.
Oh, no. Okay, you're a piece of garbage.
All right, before this goes any more south, Audrey... I can tell that this isn't going to work out, and I'm so sorry that this craziness has come about. But at least we got an answer for you, and I really hope that you find someone really awesome.
I appreciate you guys saving me a lot of time and heartache, so thanks.
Of course. Just out of curiosity, you don't see that fifth cousin at all, do you?
No, not anymore. I mean, I don't.
And, Jack, you don't want to try to give this a shot? You're just too weirded out.
Absolutely. Would you?
I mean, if you had a good chemistry together, I mean, everybody deserves a second chance.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
All right.
Audrey, I tried. I'm so sorry.
No worries, girl. I appreciate it.
It's 106.3.
Second Date Update was brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here.